Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Greg Kazera. Greg is in charge of the communications over at the Shale Crescent group, which is part of West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, should be New York too. And probably Indiana. Hey, Greg, tell us about Shale Crescent.
We are an economic development and research organization. Jim, we're a nonprofit, and our goal is to bring high-wage jobs back to that region, the old Rust Belt, and we're doing that. We've got a number of projects, in spite of the pandemic, that are actually moving forward using that abundant energy.
Using your native energy, you're building plants on top of the energy source that will never see the light of day as natural gas, right? I mean, it comes out of the ground under the plant as natural gas, and it turns into a product that goes on a truck and creates jobs.
Exactly. And you know what happens when you do that? We talk about reducing carbon footprint. We did some just rudimentary research. We're talking about a 75% reduction in greenhouse gases by doing that, building on top of the feedstock and mill the customers and we've shipping the stuff.
And America has a 20-year track record of doing that. This isn't philosophical. This isn't idiot. This isn't some idea, folks. This is happening and has been happening for 20 years. Here's my question, Greg. Why won't the climate change zealots, why won't the members of the Church of Climate Change, why won't they recognize this? When have you ever heard one of them say, in America, manufacturing jobs in America saves carbon? When have you ever heard one of them say that? I've never heard one
say
that.
They haven't figured it out yet. Or I think
they're denying it. They're lying about it. They're denying it.
Oh. So either they've got another agenda, or
you think
they can be like, we can in our own business is not really looking at reality. In other words, if it's my idea and I'm stuck on it, bad things are going to happen. If our idea, if we look at everything, then good things happen.
The reason I'm mad about it is not just because I want to be energy independent and I don't like illogical, untruthful things, but because I know that everything that Joe Biden signs that makes us less energy independent puts us more in peril. Not the United States and the world more in peril from despots like China.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, there's a moral side to this that, and I'll assume that because a lot of these folks aren't engineers, they don't understand how things are made. But you realize just GM said they're going to be making all electric cars by 2035. And my response to that is that's immoral because if you and I were wearing clothing that was made by 7-year-olds in Africa in a sweatshop, people would be horrified. That's a bad thing. But do you realize the cobalt that we need for rechargeable batteries?
Right.
Over half the cobalt comes from the Congo. And 7-year-old kids are mining that stuff. And we're good with that. Now, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I mean, if we really care about the planet, if we really care about morality, what we ought to be doing is using less of that, not more.
People need to understand that when you have the Church of Climate Change members refusing to acknowledge what you just said and what I just said, what that's telling you is when they deny the reality that America is leading the world in performance economically and carbon reduction, both of those, when you refuse to acknowledge that and deny it, then what you're saying is, I don't want to find solutions. I just want to get control over you. That's what they're saying.
No, I think that's right, because at the end of the day, in our businesses, if someone said, hey, I've got the solution, I'm already doing it, what we all want to do is, what did they do, and how are they doing it? How come they're successful and I'm not? And I want to do what they're going to do. And the whole world ought to be looking at the United States saying, okay, you've lowered your carbon by 14%. The rest of the world's still increasing. We need to be thinking about what you're doing, U.S.,
right,
and copy it. And that's exactly and what they're right. really trying to do is push us off on what Europe's doing. It doesn't work. I mean, it's not.
We have now re-signed the Paris Agreement under Biden, and yet no, you told me this, no signatory to the Paris Agreement has accomplished what the U.S. has accomplished in meeting those goals.
The international, not the U.S., the U.S. organization, but the International Energy Agency, Jim, made a statement this year that the United States of America alone is the only country, major country, that's on track to meet all the goals of Paris. And we're not even part of it. The U.S. is doing it. We're going to meet all our Paris goals. And even Europe, with all the stuff that they've tried to do, aren't going to do it. So at the end of the day, anybody that really cares about climate change, if that's the problem and we're serious about it, we got to be serious about it. We ought to be looking at what the United States is doing and copying it. And we could do more when we start bringing industry back here. Can you imagine the stuff that we get from China has to take energy from the Middle East, like Iran, ship it to China, carbon footprint. Then that product is made in China, and it's shipped halfway around the world. Huge carbon footprint.
What is that?
To get to us. Now,
that's exactly
that
right. But Greg, you're thinking logically, and you know you can't be a member. I'm going to kick you out of the Church of Climate Change because you think logically. I need your website quickly, please.
It's Shale, S-H-A-L-E, Crescent, USA.com. Lots of good information.
And GregCazera.com, too, by the way. Check out his books there.
GregCazera.com. Yes, thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.